tell me about, if you can, if there's a short way of saying it or a concise way, what is the way that each of these pieces presents a unique challenge to you as a violinist? So Bieber, Bach, there's probably no way to say concisely how many challenges there are, but just like if there's one word that comes to you with each of these pieces as the unique challenge it presents, what would that be for Bieber?
I think for Bieber, the main challenge is creating an arc. Much simpler writing than Bach. And so finding a way to connect all of this simplicity into something that is grand and fantastical is hard.
Yeah, sure. No, I see what you mean. That yes, connecting the piece from beginning to end is the thing with that piece. Now, that same challenge exists in the Bach. But is there something that even overrides that? Is there something about the Bach Chaconne that is the primary challenge or the thing you think of when you settle in to play it? What is it that you have to sort of grapple with first?
Well, and you know, here's where I come back to all these years of experience now. And like, I know I sound ridiculous saying that because I'm in my 20s. How many years of experience can I have?
Well, Robin, you have a lot of years of experience, as it turns out.
I promise I've been doing it for a while.
You've been playing the violin for a long time.
I mean, all of the challenges of the Bach have changed over the years for me.
Oh, okay.
That getting to know it at first, it is technically tough.
Yeah.
I've played it enough that that's no longer at the front of my brain. This piece was, I talk in the DVD about sort of my personal history with this piece, and it was my grandfather's favorite.
Sure.
And when I play this piece, often I think about him.
Yeah.
That was a special piece for him and a special piece for us. And I think tapping into the lament baseline, there's so much history of loss with this piece. And my grandfather is no longer living. And this piece was also written at a time of tremendous loss in Bach's life. And that's not to compare anyone's losses.
No.
But I think to... one of the main challenges of the Bach Chaconne is expressing that kind of profundity and that kind of human hardship in a way that feels respectful of the music.
Thank you.
That's a super intellectual, nerdy, pretentious thing to say.
I don't think so. I understand why that feels that way, but I think that you're saying that the challenges of the technique of playing the chaconne are one thing, but the real challenge of the Bach is really capturing the deep, deep emotional content that he built into the piece.
Yes.
And so if that's where Bach is, what does Bartok present as a challenge?
Bartok is really, really hard.
Yeah.
That's the one on the program that stresses me out the most.
No kidding.
Just to play it.
Okay, so this is a surprise, but go ahead. Say
more. Everybody's surprised when I say that.
Say more.
I think because it occupies... Well, I'm going to go ahead and guess that you thought that maybe the last piece was the hardest, the Berio.
Well, I mean, I think that there's a natural tendency to think that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could imagine, you know, them each being somewhere in the same ballpark, but you're sort of conveying that Bartok, no, really, it's like a lot harder than the others.
Well, I think the reason the Bartok is the hardest is that it occupies this unique place between the emotional profundity of the Bach and the technical virtuosity of the Berio.
Okay.
That it has both the fiendish finger twisters and this outpouring of human emotion.
Might I project that in a way that makes it more than the other three like those Paganini caprices that you love so much, that it is that music and technique combination, the emotion and the flash that have to be balanced just right. And this one is more like that than the other three chaconne.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so then there is the Berio, which, yes, maybe some people would sort of knee-jerk think, well, that's got to be the most challenging because it's a ridiculous 20th century piece. And but what does it actually present to you as a player that you had to grapple with? Again, like when you sit and, okay, now I'm going to do the Berio, what's in the forefront of your mind?
Stamina.
Okay.
Yeah. The Berio is the most physically taxing. It just requires so much energy. It also requires a lot of mental energy. Berio wrote in his program notes that in his music, the performer is required to play with ethical and intellectual virtuosity. So there's tremendous planning and execution that's happening in the barrio while I'm playing it, of like figuring out exactly how I'm going to do everything and then doing it times a thousand.
So wait, but did you say ethical?
Yes.
Okay.
He was a little bit pretentious too.
But let's tackle it anyway. I mean, what is ethical virtuosity? I mean, what does that even say to you? What do you mean, or what does he mean by this in the way that you hear it?
Well, he was talking about when Berio was talking about ethical virtuosity, he was comparing himself to Bach. Which takes some guts.
Yeah, no kidding.
but I think what he's talking about is, I think he's talking about execution and balancing the technical demands with the, I think I was going to use the word ethical, the ethical motivation, or like the purpose or the
purpose,
the essence, the reason for doing this. I think the barrio is an extremely rhetorical piece, that there's a reason, you know, just in the way that we speak, there's a reason we use words or we use specific words. There's a reason that barrio wrote those crazy notes. And I think that's where the ethical virtuosity comes in, is taking on those reasons and making them my own.
I love that. I mean, as pretentious as that sounds. Well, no, that's a fantastic. I mean, there's a way in which, like, if any of us compare ourselves to Bach, it's like, really?
Right. reading these program notes,
My gosh. But when you put it that way, when you say that he's interested in a player's purpose and their confidence in presenting, you know, what they're doing, that's great.